welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson A. Merck rolling with you here on Wednesday, October the 23rd. And we are watching the MLS playoffs.
Yeah, man. My mic wasn't on.
Yeah, it was.
All right. I think this has happened like once or twice. I'm gun shy every time I say something.
It's happened more than
twice. At least, yeah, right?
No, it's on.
Because I remember Thomas had a really good line once, and you didn't have the mic on. You made him repeat it, and it just wasn't as funny the second time.
Yeah.
Well, of course not.
Chris ruining everything as usual.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was one of our episodes, right? Chris ruins everything. Yeah. Chris forgets everything.
Chris is wrong about everything.
Yeah, but too. All three
I was going to say literally all of the above.
Literally.
That's a nice hat, by the way. I get one, yeah, but I don't know if there'd be enough space for all the years that the Warriors won it.
Yeah, well, not this year. It's a Cavs championship hat. Cavs champion favorites for 2019-2020 season.
This game
barely losing to the Magic.
It was a good game last night between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Chinese national team.
Nice. That the NBA, I think there was a lot of excitement about the NBA being back.
Meh.
Yeah, there's more excitement this year because it actually looks like an interesting year.
Yeah, people
year
are
for
like,
once.
Open championship. Yeah, I like that. That's fair.
You know what? I don't really even turn the NBA on until after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to
probably
me, because that's when it gets, because the NFL is winding down.
It just speaks to how pointless having such a long season is. Because the NFL, you go in and every week matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would argue in the NHL, 82 games matter because every team in the playoffs has an opportunity to at least advance to the Stanley Cup because we've seen 8 seeds win the Stanley Cup.
I mean, the NHL is just ridiculous. They shouldn't have 82 games just because of the fact. I don't understand
how they do it. They should have about 60.
You could get away with far less. You could get away with under 50 in that league. And it's not because the product is bad.
No, the product is solid.
It's just that you have some teams that probably shouldn't, like the Hawks.
I think Thomas is more so mentioning the physical
toll
that it
takes.
They play
almost a basketball schedule.
Well, and if
despite
you think,
playing a far more physical
well,
sport.
Yeah, listen, no
if, they were, to, if they were to say, look, we're doing a 20-game season, one game a week, I would be like, I completely understand
oh, well,
why you're
well,
doing
you know
that.
The only way basketball matches is Bill Laimbeer's battle basketball.
Yeah.
Oh my, you know what's funny? Bill Laimbeer, coach of the Las Vegas Aces,
shout out to Bill Laimbeer.
I actually asked him about that.
I may be going to the game next season for them because my buddy.
Advanced
is in
planning,
a,
I like it.
My buddy's in a fantasy football league that does last place punishment.
Okay.
And he's currently in last. And the punishment is you have to go to a local WNBA game, like. Paint the chest.
Oh, man.
Just all out. And a couple of us at work were like, actually, we're in. We'll do that with you.
Yeah, I mean, Aces, I've heard nothing but positive things about those games.
They're awesome. I enjoy it. By the way, I met a coworker of yours today, TV.
Oh.
You met Uncle Brent?
No, Wes Reynolds.
Oh, Wes is a great guy.
Yeah, Indiana guy.
Mm-hmm. Big Indiana guy.
Wrestling fan, too, which is kind of cool. But... Yeah, the putty thing is funny because did you see that David Putty, he was recently at a New Jersey Devils game. Patrick Warburton is the actor, right? He does the voice of Joe on Family Guy.
He's David Putty. Let's call it what it is.
And he was recently at a Devils game where he came out with chest painted and he was acting like, and he fell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Was it like, who was it that fell on? Was it Mourinho that fell at a hockey match?
Yes, I think it was Jose Mourinho who fell at a hockey match. By the way, speaking of hockey, Peter Cech was the player of the game.
Yeah
Peter Cech doing very well in his new goalkeeper.
Stepped in, man, big time. I feel like he wears the helmet under the helmet. I feel like he wears a soccer helmet under his helmet.
It's funny you mention that because I will tell you a FIFA story later, but
you know,
we got to tell people where they can find us.
Yeah.
Anywhere that you're not looking for a soccer podcast.
LB Sports Network.
Yeah, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes.
Pocket Cast.
Yeah, VGN.FM. Shout out to Roughneck Scarves. Yep. At Other F-Ball Pod on Twitter.
You know, something really amazing might happen tonight. Something we've never seen before.
What's that?
A New York team could win a playoff game at Citi Field.
Nice.
Wow. Which is not true because the Mets went to the World Series.
Shout out to Carlos Delgado.
In 2015, playing at Citi Field. But I'm actually rooting for Toronto FC in this game.
Are you really?
Yes, only because...
Why is that?
Well, because New York FC is associated with Dubai FC, so...
So guilty by
association. Chris's new club.
Yeah.
As we saw, if you follow us on Twitter.
He said he was down to take the check.
I saw that and was like, Chris is going to get a laugh out of this.
Yeah, well, for those who don't know what we're talking about, first of all, you should be following us on Twitter.
This is true.
The banter is real.
Because then you would have gotten the joke. But Man City apparently is hiring, like, hype men to hype up their club because, as we've talked about many times on this show, their club is more plastic than Anna Nicole. I was going
to
say,
oh, my gosh. Do not go back to that.
I'm trying to think. Someone who's very more plastic than Pamela Anderson?
That's fine. We'll allow that. Right.
I don't know. I'm old. I'm not up to date with the plastic models, actresses.
I was going to say.
More plastic than Barbie?
Yeah, that'll work.
That works.
But in fairness, spoiler alert for a lot of people that may not know this, a lot of places hire influencers. It is not rare.
Well,
sports, businesses, restaurants.
When you have had, speaking of Toronto, right?
Yeah.
When you have had the success that Man City has had since 2009, basically when they came into existence, because anybody who supported them before then that tells you that
is lying.
Well, if they're American, they're lying.
Okay, that's fair.
Because I've been to Manchester in England, and I know that there were City fans that existed before, just not a lot of them.
Can we talk about for a second the fact that this game is being played in a baseball stadium?
In
addition to the fact that they normally play in a baseball stadium.
Oh, that
not at their, this isn't being played at their baseball stadium.
It's being played at a different baseball stadium.
The worst aspect of it is the fact that their pitcher's mound is still visible, and they have the stupid foul ball net that's obstructing your view when you're watching it on
TV. It's not like the Mets made the playoffs. You could have had that down ages ago.
And it only takes like a day to put up.
The worst part of this to me, though, is just the fact you are a professional team in our top. Could you imagine if Manchester City played in a rugby stadium?
And they kept the nets up?
Yeah.
A rugby stadium is the same as soccer stadium.
Better yet.
A cricket stadium.
Imagine if they played in a cricket stadium. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because at least in England they're not. Maybe in some places they share, but
imagine if they played in like a cricket stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is basically what this is.
I like the rugby, and because they have the goalposts, right? Yeah. So instead of taking the goalpost down, they just put a net on the back of it, and that's the net. It's like
I think
this is ridiculous. If you're watching this game, you have a net blocking the entire view right there was just covered by the net.
The fact that when they were deciding that they may need to change the location of this playoff match, and like Thomas said, they were like, all right, we can't play it at Yankee Stadium. And the first thought wasn't, let's play it at a soccer stadium. They were like, where's another baseball stadium we can play it at?
The thing is, they could have played it at Red Bull Stadium.
Absolutely. You could have played it at MetLife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not selling out MetLife, but still. Nah.
And it ain't like there's any football being played there.
It's a Wednesday night.
Nor any other night is there football being played at MetLife.
That's not true. When the Bills come to town.
That's true. And I guess one team played football on Monday night. Not our team, though.
No.
But it leads into the subject that I just saw literally a few minutes ago. MLS viewership was down 19% this year. And playoff viewership is down 54%.
That is not good.
Well, I have a theory.
Those are also playing matches so far, but go ahead.
Well, you don't know my theory, but...
I think it's wrong.
I like it. I agree.
My theory is because the U.S. national team is trash, people are disinterested.
I think he's wrong.
I agree. I agree with him, with you being wrong. I agree with Thomas.
No, well, hear me out. There's no players that people are attached to that are playing in MLS that currently play for the U.S. national team. Right, like the only quality players.
You're saying Michael Bradley? No one's attached to Michael Bradley?
Michael
Bradley. We're hate watching this game right now because of him.
Bob Bradley isn't even attached to Michael Bradley right now. Even he's embarrassed for how far he's fallen. But, you know, the only quality players on the U.S. national team are playing in England and Germany right now.
That's a good thing.
No, it is a good thing. But the problem is they're young. And Berhalter's barely playing them. Look,
that's a different problem.
I gotta be honest, I don't think you've gone off on a tangent now.
But think about it. There's apathy towards the sport right now.
No, there's not.
Are you kidding me? People aren't apathetic towards the U.S. national team.
This isn't the national team.
And I think people are smart enough to understand that there's a correlation between the decline of the U.S. men's national team and the marriage between the U.S. national team and MLS.
No, not even close.
Well, what's your explanation?
I don't think their TV deals are great.
But they never had a problem in the past with the crappy TV deal.
I mean, has it ever been like elite?
Yeah, but down. But to be down 54%,
that was over like four matches. Okay, if that, but two still, maybe
that two or means three. Four that matches, means... and was LAFC even playing?
No, it was the play-in matches. Yeah. It was the play-in matches, so it wasn't even actual of these like actual matches.
Yeah, but people watch. I mean, people support the team that made the playoffs.
I just don't think it has.
There's also some smaller markets.
Atlanta was a defending champ. They did play.
No,
they
I know. I'm just saying. I don't think anyone that is in Atlanta was like, there's not a good national team player there. I'm not going to watch that match.
By the way, Toronto FC has a penalty kick in Pozuelo the 89th minute. God, I hope they score.
Yeah, if you miss this,
a kick in the nards. NYCFC should have known what they were doing when they decided to play a game of any consequence in City Field.
Yeah, this is very true.
They could have played it in New Jersey.
They literally could have played it. I mean, let me ask this. Would you have been more – I personally would have been more comforted by them playing at like a college soccer stadium.
Yeah.
Because they're a nice college soccer stadium.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of colleges.
At least those are college soccer stadiums. Yeah,
he could even play it at Hofstra.
And I was going to say.
Did he chip it? That sick bastard?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine?
That takes some absolute marbles.
Straight. Yeah, he chipped it in.
Meaty clackers on that guy.
Yeah, you just got to – you just got to walk off on that one. I think Sean Johnson, you get chipped on the penalty in 89th.
I wish we could have seen Michael Bradley sky it.
Oh, Michael Bradley assuredly would have skied it. It's like, by God, is that Ross Barkley's music?
Oh, my God.
Oh, and look at that. Former Akron player, Richie Larea, with the draw on the penalty.
Look at that. Wow.
That really think of an equivalent to that in another sport, chipping the penalty. Is there anything else like that, like in basketball or football or anything?
I would almost maybe equate it to a guy putting down the bunt with the bases loaded.
Yeah. I was going to say in football, almost like an underhand pass, floating a pass, like, try to catch this one.
Grandma shot in basketball.
That's a good one.
Rick Barry used to do that.
Yeah, shout out to Rick Barry.
I don't know if anyone else ever did that in the NBA.
There was a guy that played for the Rio Grande Valley Vipers that was like, kind of with the Rockets, he did it.
I'm trying to think who it was that can't shoot free throws and
Shaq Diesel.
No, someone playing right now, and they told him, don't be too proud, just shoot underhand free throws.
Oh my God, yeah, there is a guy who they told to do that.
I can't remember Randy who it is. Yeah, someone who shoots like 40%.
Tristan Thompson switched hands.
Simmons discovered a three-point shot, apparently.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson was left-handed coming into the league in his first like year or two in the league, and they were like, yeah, dude, just switch hands, and he shoots right-handed.
By the way, since Michael Bradley's on the pitch, would you be the least bit surprised if New York City FC scores here and ties it up?
No. I would be, solely because it's the curse of the Mets.
Yeah, we got a corner kick here.
I like they have like a walkway around the field with like that like little barrier. Is that like a
Tan carpet. Oh, they brought the goalkeeper up. It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Especially with boy. All good. Right. I'm not going to do play-by-play for this, but...
Yeah, we are. Welcome to the Toronto FC, NYFC FC play-by-play podcast. We'll be doing podcast play-by-plays every time this week.
But, so Champions League yesterday and today.
Yeah.
I don't really know if there were any surprises.
No. There were some surprisingly lopsided scores, but I don't think any results that I was shocked by.
Yeah, it's a very shocking week.
Shout out to Mario Riccardi. Two goals.
Yeah.
Bull Salzburg almost pulling it out with the Bethlehem Steel former goalkeeper.
Yeah, man. Yeah. How about that? You guys a fan of Salisbury steak, by the way?
No.
No?
Not really.
Not a fan?
I mean, it's okay, but like I'm not a fan of like, I don't like meatloaf, pot roast. Pot roast is okay.
Oh, pot roast. You get good pot roast.
But like to
shout out to Bob Evans.
Meatloaf is kind of like, ugh, you know.
I think I would take Salisbury steak over meatloaf potentially.
Really?
A hot take?
I think I'm on board with that.
No, I'm out.
Really?
My mom makes meatloaf? A killer meatloaf. My mom hates meatloaf.
That is one of the only things my dad ever made. I think I told you guys before, my mom was often the
chef.
Yeah, she was often the chef in the family, and I knew when she was gone for a night, which wasn't overly often, because my dad would just make fish sticks and peas. Oh. It was the absolute worst combination with the absolute least amount of effort ever.
See, in my family, like, things broke down the instant my mom left.
Yeah.
But I will give my dad full credit. He can't make every meal, and sometimes he'll go off the reservation.
But his heart
and
was in it?
Huh?
Was his heart in it at least?
No.
Heart was out of it.
What I'm saying, like, sometimes he'd go off the reservation. Like, there would not be a recipe for the meal that he made, and he would never be able to duplicate it. Sometimes a very good thing, sometimes a very unfortunate thing. Fair. Because, like, some of those would be winners.
You're like, oh, nice.
But the other thing, Noel makes a better pizza.
Okay.
Now, like, see, now
his retirement plan, he legitimately ponders starting a pizza business.
That's not retirement. It's still work.
Yeah, compared to what he does now, that's retirement.
Okay. Hey, if you love what you do, you don't work a day.
That's, yeah. So my old man, he, God rest his soul, passed away 4 years ago, but...
I thought you said got arrested.
So. I actually did as well, and I was like, whoa.
No, yeah. God rest
that's
his soul.
That's a turn.
So he used to, whenever it was just me, him, and my brother, he would do one of two things, London broil on the grill or burgers. Like he made, the only problem I had with his burgers is I don't like onions, and he would put onions in the chopped meat.
I like that.
Nah. That actually does sound pretty
good. Yeah, I'm a fan of that.
I'm not a huge onion guy, but that does sound good.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
My friend has a killer burger recipe, and every time we make those,
I'm not sure if I've had a bad burger that somebody's grilled.
You know what else he would do? He would put little pieces of cheese in the burgers too.
Okay.
Inside the meat. Yeah,
yeah. So. That's a hero move.
My family's
right there.
A bomb London broil recipe.
Yeah, my dad used to.
I don't even know what that is.
It's good.
New Jersey thing?
No,
I think
obviously it's a London thing.
It's not a West Coast thing. It's hard to get London boil.
I'm from the Midwest.
You pick it up at Costco.
Young and Restless.
Do they? I know they
what
have
is that's it. That's where I normally get it.
Are you guys just not going to say what it is?
It's just a cut of meat.
Yeah.
Okay. So think like roast beef or
London broil.
Let me
like that.
Try to Google search.
Ever heard of the Black Dog?
No.
Oh, well.
Shout out to the Short Dog.
Yes. And the White Dog, too.
It's a place up on Martha's Vineyard.
Okay. I've seen like the T-shirts.
Yeah. And their cookbook has a really good marinade recipe for London broil in it.
My dad would marinate it in Italian dressing.
Mm.
Is it always like super rare?
Yes.
It should be. Yeah.
It should Jesus. Be.
Maybe
this
not.
looks like Toronto FC's jerseys.
Then
my gosh.
Oh, see. Yeah, that's right.
Is that it?
That's
this right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, man, delicious. Jeez,
so good.
And what you do is you would take that's it wild. And, like, the whole piece, and you would just rub it in the juices as after you cut it. Mm. Oh, my God.
It has to be cut very thin.
Yes. You can't. It's not a steak you eat or a meat you eat thick.
Mm-hmm.
Thin great slices.
Great for sandwiches.
Yes. Oh, on a
this
hard
is the
roll,
other cooking podcast.
Yeah, the other London Broil podcast.
Maybe with some
and Toronto has done it.
Yeah.
There's a cameraman consoling this guy.
Yeah, what the heck? What is going on here?
With his Hawaiian tattoos, everything's, by the way.
Though he had the Moana tattoo.
Yeah.
There's
a goalie. Yep.
Yeah, nice. Actually, nice delivery there.
Nice delivery into the box, yeah.
Oh, nice pass out to the wing, too. That London Broil,
I missed the header, though.
I'm a fan of, I usually, if I'm ordering steak, I would go medium rare.
Yeah, medium rare for me, too.
TV?
Medium rare.
You know
medium
what I rare. Do like, though? I do like here when you get the, I'm blanking on it, the, what's the one that everyone serves?
I don't the even
rib?
Guess.
Prime rib. The end cut of prime rib. Where you get all the seasonings on the end of it. Oh, man, it's delicious.
All out.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
So we have a new segment here.
Yeah.
We have a couple new segments to talk about, actually.
Me and Carson don't know what this is.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we do. He literally said it.
Like, yeah, said it in the chat.
And you said, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. Old age gets to Chris sometimes.
What's up with Chris in the text, man? This is crazy.
I got to go back. I won't go back and look.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I thought of this. Alzheimer's people.
Yes.
Talk to your elders about
that's
it.
Oh, my God.
Have a plan.
I'm going to the doctor after this.
Good. So. I was thinking about this yesterday because I forget who it was, but someone tweeted about
Kyle Mankey.
Yes, he tweeted that.
Shout out to Kyle Mankey.
Shout out. He tweeted that most people who cover lower division soccer in the United States do it for free. They don't do it as their main source of income, which got me thinking just about the fact that I still have absolutely no idea what Carson's main source of income is other than his wife.
Yeah, he's got a job.
Yeah, but I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
And so I thought that it would be great. I think we should make it a recurring spot on the show. Every week, I'm going to take one guess as to what your job is.
I'm down. All it's right. not like I've said before. I think it was actually on a Lost podcast. I said before it's not exciting. It's not that funny or anything. But yeah, I'm down.
See,
for
no,
the game.
I trust me. Some of, I'm going to be
outlandish
thinking of some
these?
Good ones. Yeah.
Okay. You have one for today?
I do. Okay. I do have one for today. I'm actually toss up between two.
Okay.
Okay. Option one, you are an ancient marine salvage diver.
Which doesn't make sense in Las Vegas because there's no...
That's not the point.
There's
Chris.
Lake Las Vegas.
Yeah. He dives in Lake Las Vegas.
Wasn't that man-made?
That is man-made. This is Lake Mead.
I never said you're a good one.
I was going to say, hey,
I never said you're a good one.
You ever see one of the guys that did that? Maybe they're still down there. Yeah. I don't know.
Option two, you run a deli, a Jewish deli.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Good pickles. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to deli. Oh, no. No pickles ever.
Corned
anywhere.
Beef?
I don't mind corned beef.
Okay.
Shout out to deli, though. Deli yeah. Trey. Mm-hmm. Matthew Dellavedova, 2016 NBA champion. No, neither is accurate. But I think that can tie in. You mentioned another segment. So Chris's game last week was hilarious.
It was.
Trying to guess those damn Europa League teams. I learned Greenland's not a country.
Yes.
And so I thought that was a good time. So I decided to come up with a game. I kind of stumbled into it.
Okay.
So somehow I follow a lot of soccer people on Twitter.
Okay.
And so every once in a while they'll like a tweet and I like click on the Twitter because it's a funny name and it's a soccer team. And I'm like, what the hell? So
I've got one for you.
So I have five groups of teams.
Okay.
Of three. So five groups of three. Two team names in those are real. One of them is made up.
Oh, no.
You guys have to find out which one. If you get all these right, I'm going to be sad and I'm never playing another game. Just
okay.
Putting that on the record. So start this off.
So wait, are we me and TV working together or is
yeah,
this a...
Yeah, no, you guys okay. can guess, yeah.
All right.
You don't need to like come up with a
I have two teams to talk about after this that very okay. much fit in this mold.
So first one, Stripe Salamander FC, Soda City SC...
Soda, as in S-O-D-A?
Like, yep.
Okay.
Or Tobacco Road FC. So I'll repeat those. Stripe Salamander FC, Soda City SC, Tobacco Road FC.
Okay, Tobacco Road is 100% real.
Yeah, that was my initial thought.
Okay.
Soda City, I believe, is real.
See, I think Soda City's the fake one.
See, my problem is that I feel like it's a head fake.
I also did
Stripe
all of
Salamander
these,
FC sounds too outlandish to not be
real.
Real.
Yeah.
I did all of these demographically, so they're all in a similar area. So these are all the Carolinas, obviously.
Okay, so Soda City, that could be a city in the Carolinas or Atlanta, right? Atlanta, where they invented Coke.
Did they invent Coke in Atlanta?
That's where it's, yeah.
I thought it was Columbia.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
No, Coke was invented in Atlanta.
I'm going with Soda City.
I'm going Soda City as well.
No, Stripe Salamander FC.
Oh,
created
man.
By me. Created by Carson Emmerich.
Wait, no, I was saying Soda City was the real one.
Oh, the real
and
one?
I was saying it was the fake one.
Oh, so that they are in the UPSL.
So TV's got 1 point. I 1-0. Have 0. Yeah.
So this one should be right up your guys' alley.
Okay.
This is New Jersey, New York area.
All right.
First one, South Jersey Banshees.
Oh, I really hope that's real because I'm getting New Jersey.
Number two.
I'm getting New Jersey.
Thin Crust FC.
Thin Crust?
Never mind. Yeah. I'm getting that jersey.
You give one to your dad.
That one's definitely fake, but that one
his,
I'm getting
that could
a
be
jersey.
The name
Carson,
of his pizzeria.
I really hope you did not make that one up.
Number
because
three,
I want that jersey.
The Brooklyn Italians.
I want all the jerseys.
I'm going Thin Crust FC as the fake one.
TV?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with him.
That's true.
All
that
right.
is true. I'm very disappointed.
So South Jersey Banshees were a W League team that folded in 06.
Oh, crap. Where did they play?
I would have to guess South Jersey.
Well, South
I don't
Jersey's
know where
big.
Specifically.
Vineland.
It's probably Chapel Hill.
And the Brooklyn Italians right play in the NPSL.
Now, okay, so they're a real team that I can go buy the jersey
100%,
right now.
Yeah, 100%.
I am going online right after this and buying one.
All right, so now we go to TV's adopted home area, California.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start off with San Francisco Fog.
I don't know. Oh, so this South Jersey Banshees are in Winslow Township, by the way. Oh, they sucked.
That's fair.
The other teams that they played, Ocean City Barons and Jersey Shore Boca. Actually, that's probably close to me.
I kind of want the Jersey Shore Boca.
Yeah, that's not
like it's just Pauly D and a Boca Juniors jersey.
That actually is close to me because they played at Ocean County College, which is in Toms River, which is my hometown.
Nice. All right, so we're on to California.
Okay.
San Francisco Fog.
That's a real team.
Yeah.
Hyphy SC.
That's a fake team. Wait.
Santa Ana Wins FC.
Santa Ana Wins, I'm going, is no.
I'm going to lose some faith in humanity if Hyphy FC isn't the real team, but I refuse to believe that you just made that name up.
Wait, Wins or Winda?
Wind.
Wind. Yeah, I'm going. That's the fake
one. That's the fake one, TV? What's the fake one?
From my belief in humanity, I need Hyphy FC to be the fake one.
It is.
Yes!
Yeah, Hyphy. Shout out to Short Dog, E40.
Damn.
Yeah. For the record, San Francisco Fog play in the San Francisco Football League, and Santa Ana Winds play in the UPSL. UPSL, NPSL, elite names.
Oh yeah, the East Bay teams. Stompers.
Yeah, they were close to being included.
That would have been hilarious because that was like the team I worked for.
Nice.
I would have played him off.
I know that because I remember 49 or whatever the number was that was in there.
For who?
The team Napa Valley team.
Oh, Napa Valley. Yeah. Yeah.
So
shout out to the Sonoma County Soul. Next,
we move to my home area.
Uh oh.
Northeast Ohio, Pennsylvania. So we have Pittsburgh Hotspurs, the Dayton Dutch Lions, or Wingfoot 3 FC.
Pittsburgh Hotspurs, fake team.
I'm going Wingfoot 3.
1 point for Chris.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Hotspurs, NPSL.
Wingfoot would be Akron, Goodyear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I did it. Shout out to Akron, Rubber City.
It sounded just made up enough to make it.
Yeah. Right. And Dayton Dutch Lions are in the USL League, too.
I figured there was never a question. I was like, that's a real team.
Yeah.
Last group.
So we're tied.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Are you? I thought TV might be up one.
Yeah.
I think we're tied.
No.
I think we're tied at two.
We aren't tied at two.
I like it. I like the suspense though. Last one, we go to Texas.
Uh oh.
So the Lone Star Republic, Austin Sacadillos, Diamond Dallas Flames.
Oh wow! You saved the best for last.
I thought it was a good one.
I'm going Diamond Dallas Flames is the fake one.
I'm going Sacadillos.
Diamond Dallas Flames is the fake one.
Yeah. Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, that's what it was.
From the Jersey Shore, by the way.
Is he really?
Yeah. Played high school basketball
He wasn't listed as one of the top New Jerseyans is pretty alarming.
Yeah, actually, right. I guess it is.
So I have two more teams. Both of these are real.
Okay.
Both are in the FA Cup.
Okay.
There's a sixth division team just called Nantwich Town. Nothing. Okay. Nothing outrageous there. Yeah. Their team nickname, though, they are the Dabbers.
Nice. Oh.
Their Twitter handle is literally at the Dabbers.
Nice. Shout out to Pogba.
Sixth division?
Yeah, they are going to sign Pogba. They have to.
At the end of his career,
instead of going MLS, he has to go there.
Whether it's Paul or Florentine Pogba.
Doesn't matter.
One of the Pogbas.
Finally, there's just a team that is in the FA Cup. They've advanced far enough. Potter's Bar FC.
Nice.
Just the definition of a beer league team.
Yeah,
they were just
no
a
doubt.
Bar that got together and made a team.
What was the there's no chance I'm going to remember, but what was the team name of the was it a Boston area team that was like a beer league team that made it decently far in the Open Cup?
Yeah. I don't remember the team names, but it was definitely a thing.
But they had some absolute hosses.
So they're in the sixth division. And I just looked up the sixth division of English football.
Oh boy.
There are some fantastic.
Hit us with three off top.
Dorking Wanderers.
Nice.
I think that's cool.
Is that a new bullying term for what people call nerds? Yes. Dorking Wanderers.
Dorking Wanderers. Let's see. Where is Kidderminster Harriers?
What the hell?
You said
a lot of ERs there.
Brooklyn Italians are in the NPSL?
I believe so. Or UPSL, one of the two.
Found them.
Nice.
NPSL.
Nice.
And how about, I got to go with both of these two.
Okay.
Spennymoor Town.
Weird. These are all really strange.
Sloth Town.
Sloth?
No.
Sloughugh.
Oh, I got excited sloth. For a second there.
Not sloth, sloth. Or like maybe it's slaw. I don't know. Slawtown? Let's see where they're located, Slawtown.
They're the most unwelcome side dish.
And their crest says serve with honor. So maybe they're police officers. I don't know.
I was going to say, when you said serve with, I was really thinking they were coleslaw.
Nicknamed related. The Rebels.
That would be interesting if yeah. it was a police-related thing and they were the Rebels.
Yes. But I like Kidderminster Harriers.
That's just that felt like when a rapper can't rhyme the words and just adds ERS on the end of everything.
There's so many bizarre. Hemel Hempstead Town.
Okay, alliteration.
Hampton and – oh, no, here we go.
Hampton Inn.
Havant Hampton and Inn, Waterlooville. Okay, cool. Soil Hall Moors.
That sounds like what you do to keep a plant alive.
Farsley Celtic.
These are very weird.
Yeah. So this is the 6th Division. So
that's probably actually, on ESPN Plus. Shout out to ESPN Plus for their 6th Division so coverage. So
there's National League North, and National League South. I don't know how – you become a member of National League. I would imagine North and South is determined on where you play.
I think it's based on the designated hitter.
Yes, that's true. So we were talking about Champions League, and we somehow got into games that, well, we sucked. I sucked at. And
those are good times.
But so there weren't real surprises, I don't think, in the Champions League. But I thought there were some decent matches, maybe ones that were a little closer than we thought.
I'm a big fan of this Brooklyn Italians crest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to tweet at this team and see if I can't get a jersey.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'm a fan. Yeah, it's a solid.
Oh, that looks like the Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, I would have to guess it is the Brooklyn Bridge, huh?
The Verrazano Bridge goes into Brooklyn, too.
I have a feeling it's the Brooklyn Bridge.
I know it's the Brooklyn Bridge because it's not the Verrazano Bridge. The Verrazano Narrows.
Also need a Dabbers jersey.
Yeah, no question about it.
I think you should work on that. They probably have a store.
Who was close? What matches were close? There was like a couple really bad.
Well,
first off, Atalanta. Didn't you pick Atalanta to get out of the group?
Yeah, they suck.
Holy That's not happening.
Yeah, so it's either going to be Shakhtar again or Dynamo Zagreb, who currently sit in second halfway through.
I pick Shakhtar, so I'm rolling with them.
They played yesterday and they drew.
Yeah.
I thought Real Madrid Galatasaray was an interesting match.
It wasn't bad.
1-0 final in favor of Madrid, and I think that game was actually in Madrid, was it not?
Courtois played incredibly well.
It was in
Yeah, that's not Turkey. Something you can say incredibly often these days, but yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to him? He became like the next
David De Gea.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Bayern went to Olympiacos, and they only won by a goal.
There was
RIP Tottenham.
No, Tottenham won yesterday.
I'm aware that they won. Yeah, I'm aware that they won. But the fact that Bayern only beat Olympiacos by a goal, but you absolutely baptized Tottenham. Yeah.
Did Juventus actually go down 1-0? I think they actually went down 1-0, and then
they were at home. Yeah,
and then
they got two goals, 77th and 79th minute.
I hate to break this up right now, but Justin Verlander just fielded a ground ball. Fell on his backside and tried to throw it and hit himself in the leg.
Oh, my goodness.
That's an all-time classic. But yeah, did they go down, does it say?
Yeah,
down 1-0?
Yeah, they got two goals in the last 15 minutes to
Please
win.
Please direct your attention to the screen currently while he throws it and hits himself in the leg. Yeah, that's no good.
He did barehand it, though.
Yeah, more power to him, but
hitting yourself
in the leg's not great.
So despite the fact that Juventus scored two late goals.
Yeah.
They absolutely dominated the game. 28 shots, 78% possession, 745 passes to 219.
Sounds like a Newcastle United stat line there.
But somehow they were losing the game. Chelsea Ajax today was a good game.
Yeah.
Michy Batshuayi with the game winner, assisted by Pulisic.
Neither of whom started the game, because Frank Lampard is not good.
Well, and the thing is, Batshuayi missed a sitter earlier in the game.
It would have been a wonder goal if he had scored it.
It would have just been,
It wouldn't have been a wonder goal. He's wide open.
Yeah.
I don't know how he was onside.
I don't know either, but he
that's,
was.
That's never good when they're wondering how is he onside and he missed the goal.
They played it in, and he was butt naked down there.
But Chelsea wins that 1-1-0, and it was in Amsterdam, so good game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Leipzig defeated Zenit. Today, the games were better today than they were yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Like, there were some blowouts yesterday. Spurs and PSG both with 5-0 wins. But by the way, I also picked Red Star, who
got
thrashed at home 5-0. That team beat Liverpool last year at home.
I remember. That was the best game of the Champions League.
They were destroyed. Really? Not the one they lost 3-0 to Barca? You didn't like that one more?
No, this was definitely the best game. So, losing to Red Star was way better.
Definitely. So
well,
not,
I was banking on Spurs losing at Red Star, so now my whole theory is gone.
So not to go back into Chris's tangent from earlier, and it hopefully won't, but shout out to Alfonso, one of our loyal listeners. Mm-hmm.
He tagged me in something on Instagram yesterday, and I can't find
it. Well, so he tagged me tagged you and I on something today, TV, about the goal, because he knows I'm a fan of the bat.
Yeah,
and he said it was probably my dream goal because Pulisic assisted the bat.
I'd say accurate.
But honestly, and I said it to him. I assume you guys feel much differently. I'm not that big of a Christian Pulisic fan.
I was worried it would come to this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Other Football Podcast. Thomas Viola, Chris Magnum Chapman, the only like, two people in studio.
I don't like. I like him, and I guess it's a. I like him as a national team player, but I don't like. I don't know. I don't feel like an attachment to him just because he's American.
I have a question
for you. Do you like Tim Ream?
Why do you hate America?
No, I don't. I don't hate America. I don't hate America.
You're with LeBron on Team China.
Oh, I'm always with LeBron.
I will say this. I don't dislike him.
But do you feel like an attachment to him like that?
Well, for me, it's different, right? Because Chelsea is a threat to Liverpool. So I don't like Chelsea. In fact, of all the clubs in Premier League not named Man United, I hate Chelsea. Like, I literally hate Chelsea.
Chelsea Drogba.
I don't like their owner. I don't like their fans. Because I think they're a scuzzy club. And for me, it's hard to root for a guy who plays for that club. Like, they have Marcus Alonso killed somebody.
These are facts. So, you which know, I had a solid tweet at Carson and Merck.
There's a lot of unlikable elements to Chelsea.
Not as many as certain other teams in the Premier League, granted.
But because Pulisic is American, I do want to see him do well, just not against my club.
See, I agree with that. I don't have an issue as far as like the allegiance with that. I would like to see Christian Pulisic play well, but I don't feel like excited when he plays well.
It would be a lot better for me if he
played. I mean, every time he scores a goal, I do tweet out Christian Pulisic goal alert, and then with the accompanying USA astronaut. But I also do that for Timothy Weah and Weston McKennie.
Yeah, like I would like all of them to play well, but I'm just not like people really like.
I'm on the.
It's like a Beyonce like.
I'm on the complete opposite side of this, because I do it for all of them. I do it for Pulisic, McKennie, Weah, Sargent, any one of our kids that's playing overseas or here, just any one of our guys, I'm rooting for him.
I know she didn't tweet about Jesse Zardes scoring many goals,
but
I love America, man.
It's such an interesting debate, though, because there's always club before country or country before club, right? And for me,
I don't care if Pulisic puts up 5 goals against Everton. If, as long as he scored all 5, I'm cool with it.
And they lose 5-4.
That's funny. Yeah. See, I like, even last year when he's playing for Dortmund, like, again, I'd like to see him do well, but people were like hating on Jadon Sancho because he was taking Christian Pulisic shine. Yeah, I was like, maybe he's Sancho's better than Christian Pulisic. Yeah.
Mean, that's probably why.
Yeah, I wasn't at that point, but I feel like he should be getting way more playing time than he is at Chelsea.
My big fear is that once this ban is lifted on Chelsea, they will go out and will
get Jadon Sancho.
Yeah, right. They will sign guys, and they will bury Pulisic.
I'd love it if I don't think that's going to happen. I think that the reality is every time he comes on the pitch for them, he plays well.
He's a bastard at a hockey assist against Newcastle.
Yeah, like it's not like we can sit here and say we only like him because he's American. Even Chelsea fans are pissed that he doesn't play more.
Well, that's fair. I think he should be playing more because he's probably one of their better players.
Exactly. Now, granted, if they do sign other players and they decide to sell him, if he goes to Everton, I'm buying ugly-ass Everton kits.
The problem is I don't think they'll sell him. I just think they'll bury him.
Which would suck.
Chelsea loan days back in action.
Yeah, because I mean, this is what the club does.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, they have. It's not like they don't.
This is the first time Mitchy Batshuayi has played for them. Yeah, for years.
He gets buried too.
Yeah,
and it's like
Well, they save their best players for the most important game.
Clearly.
I mean, they have good players, right? Tammy Abraham's really good. Mason Mount's really good. But I think they're going to go out and they're not.
Spilicueta.
I would be.
He still plays for Chelsea.
He does. Yeah, I would be shocked if they did not bury these young guys because they have the money Well, and they have the history of doing it.
Well, and people have been, it's been the opposite side. People have been saying because of the transfer ban that it's been great for them. Oh, I mean, we discover these great players because of the transfer ban.
And the reality is, outside of that first game where they were drilled,
yeah,
they've been really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're third in the league.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're a good team, but I just worry that Pulisic at some point will get buried by Chelsea because they just have a history of doing it.
And
which is why I felt him going there was a bad decision to begin with.
I mean, it was a better decision than going to Liverpool because now I get to still root for him.
But. Well, and the thing is, he would have been buried at Liverpool too.
Yeah.
We've mentioned it before.
I'm just glad he didn't end up there.
And that's fair, right?
Because then I would have been very conflicted with the fact that I would want him to succeed, but I also want Liverpool to be disbanded as a club.
Well, and you know that if he was successful at Liverpool, that would mean Liverpool's being very successful.
Yeah, it would be another problem.
So we've mentioned it before, but Drew and I had discussed it, and I know Thomas is a big fan of it. I truly don't think there's a better tweet, and I'm often brought back to it when I think of Chelsea, than the "there's two idiots on the field" bit harsh on Higuain and William.
That honestly
is the best. Like, Drew and I were playing FIFA, and I sat there and we thought of that and we laughed, and then we kept just bringing it up. It's perfect.
That tweet will never not be funny. That's up there for like top tweets of all time for me, along with you know, Jake Baskin on Twitter.
No, I know Andy Baskin.
He's a couple years. I want to say he's a year or two younger than me, but he's doing play by play. He's kind of doing the same thing I am.
Okay,
but his Twitter, dude is funnier than I am. That's for sure. And I like to think I'm a funny person, but when Vampire Weekend was releasing their new album and they like did this tease.
Oh yeah, I think you mentioned that.
Yeah, they did this tease where the initials of it were like FTOB, and they were like, see if you can guess what it is, and it's Vampire Weekend, so very few people actually cared. But Baskin just tweets out freeing of the Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah,
free and Bobby to Shmurda, this no day, doubt. Like at least once or twice a month, I think of that tweet and laugh to myself.
Yeah, like that.
I'll just be like.
The best tweets are when in jokes. I think in general, when there's not a lot of fluff to it,
mm-hmm.
like that joke. And then the Higuain and William one, like it was very plain. Yeah. There's not a lot of excessive, you know. There's no foul language. It's just
that is what it is. We need to talk about something basketball related, by the way, simply because it also relates to the main topic of this podcast: food.
Okay,
I love how we thought of that at the same time.
Yeah,
the Knicks announced that they're going to be selling.
Shout out to the Knicks date.
London Broil
at Cheetos MSG. Sundays.
No, thank you.
They do seem like the nastiest thing I have ever seen in my life.
I'm Look intrigued. Is that real?
Yes.
It's not a verified Twitter.
No, NBA Central's real.
Oh,
they're not verified, but they're real.
Oh.
I was going to say, I guess I was calling myself not real by saying that. That's not real. It's not verified.
Oh, that's awful.
Twitter verified at Carson Amark.
Yeah. Oh, so they're crediting someone who I cannot remain.
That's fair.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind saying it. Keto.
He's a competitor for VSiN.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Shout out to VSiN.
Thank you.
Cheetos and ice cream is interesting.
No,
you know,
it's a crime
people,
against humanity.
Let me say this, though. A lot of people are big fans of the Flaming Hot Cheetos and dipping them in cream cheese.
What?
I mean, I don't even like cream cheese except in sushi.
See, I like cream cheese.
I'm a big cream cheese fan. I can say
Philadelphia cream cheese?
Yeah, in my lifetime, I've seen 10 to 15 people do that on different occasions.
Yeah, I don't really like spicy stuff, so for me,
Were they all in Ohio?
No, none of them were in Ohio. All
That's
out here.
Stunning.
How about the Taco Bell Doritos tacos?
The Doritos Locos Tacos.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't eat Taco Bell.
I don't eat it very often, but
yeah, I don't eat it either.
I've never eaten Taco Bell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Oh, wow.
It's because when I was growing up on the East Coast, they had that really big E. coli scare, and like a bunch of people died.
And it builds character.
Do you eat Jack in the Box?
No.
Because people died eating Jack in the Box.
Yeah, that one also seemed that one also is too nasty.
Before we move off of the hot Cheetos discussion, so I'm like you, I don't like hot stuff. And Flamin' Hot Cheetos aren't like scorching hot, but they're unpleasant. So friend of the show, former guest host Showtime Sean Porter, he used to always get, this is when we were living in Ohio, he would get a big bag of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos and he wouldn't want to eat all of them. So he would just sit there like eat a few of them. And then on the coffee table, he would just turn the bag towards me and like nod and like gesture towards it. And I'd be like, dude, I'm good. And then I would just like grab one and be like, this is tasty. And just hate every second of it. But
yeah.
You had a FIFA story.
I do.
Because I was going to say, I mentioned FIFA, and I thought it would be a nice tie in there.
So, a couple things. I started a season.
Sorry to interrupt, but real quick, Chad Ochocinco.
Oh, yeah, kicking asses right now in Vegas. Yeah.
He's here taking any comers at Caesar's Palace in FIFA.
He's like ridiculous. He is so ridiculous. Like,
I thought you were going to say Chad OJ.
Back in my prime FIFA plan days, I'd go down there.
I would probably lose like 12-0.
I've been off for too long now, but I'd go down there.
I once won a NCAA football tournament back in the day in a mall in Cleveland.
I won a Ted Ginn jersey. The year.
Ted Ginn jersey. Nice.
Shout out to Ted Ginn, Cleveland native.
Ohio State Buckeye legend.
Yeah.
Still doing solid in the NFL.
Yeah. I was apparently the only one in this tournament who knew about Megatron. This was when Megatron was at Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So like everyone in this was like Ohio State or like Michigan. And so I was just Megatron. I was just tossing fades.
Running the triple option with Georgia Tech and then throwing deep.
Yeah, that was it. Just get the ball to Megatron.
Remember when the Jets drafted a guy who was supposed to be the next Calvin Johnson because he played at Georgia Tech and he played a similar role and then he turned out
Stephen Hill?
Yes.
Nice.
Out of the league in like 2 years.
Dude, was a beast in Madden.
Stephen Hill was equivalent
to
Stephen Hawking on the field.
Yes, they may as well have drafted Stephen Hawking.
Shout out to Stephen Hawking. RIP Stephen Hawking.
I made my friend like just straight up walk out of my house once because I threw a Hail Mary pass to Stephen Hill with like a second to go in the game to win.
That was it.
That was good. He was good in college. But
so what's your FIFA story?
So
because you sucked at it to begin with.
Well, no, I've gotten better. But okay. A couple different things. I started a second division Bundesliga 2.
Okay.
Hamburg. I wanted a team that had a little bit of history, a little bit of money, some decent players.
Oh, we talked about this last week. You sick SOB. You mentioned this briefly.
So
your star player.
No, he's not my star player, but
nice.
But Bobby Wood has come off the bench.
Oh no.
And has scored a bunch of goals for me off the bench, including the game winner in the DFB Pokal first round. I was level with some third division team.
Bobby Wood came off
the bench.
Do you feel the same emotional attachment to Bobby Wood scoring goals?
I do, yes.
Slow down.
So I also found out that there is another player with a helmet.
Nice.
Who plays in the second division Bundesliga.
One of the Hammer Bros from Super Mario Strikers.
Now, him and Peter Cech.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what his name is. I think it's Rosh.
That makes sense.
Ashana.
And so I tried to buy him just so I could see if
he had the helmet on.
If he had the helmet on. However, the team would not sell him because...
Quality player?
No. They're short at that position.
Oh, no.
So they can't sell him. However,
okay.
His contract is expiring.
So you're going to make the move for him?
So I'm going to have him on the short list.
Okay.
So
I think I once managed to get, like, Huddersfield. I took Huddersfield, and I put him in the Premier League. It was the year they went up, but the new game wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
So, like, I just messed with the divisions and did it myself.
Yeah.
And I built it. Like, I got, like, Kylian Mbappe for $8 million because it was right before he got huge.
He was, like, 17 at the time.
Yeah.
He was still playing for Monaco.
Yeah. I got Christian Pulisic on a loan.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to see if I could buy this guy at the January transfer window, negotiate a deal with him, and I won't sign him. I just want to see if he comes into the negotiations.
And then
you'll
end the negotiation?
Yeah.
That's one of the most empowering things you can do on FIFA is end negotiations.
Yes.
Like, you're like, no, I'm gone.
Did they ever fix the problems?
I'm not sure what problems you're alluding to specifically.
The problems in career mode?
The poor lineups? Yeah. No, they have not
exactly fixed
it yet. That, no.
I'll get the game at Christmas time.
Drew and I played we're in the Premier League with Newcastle, and at one point, like in the top 10, Man City wasn't there, Liverpool wasn't there, and United wasn't there. And that was like not like...
So it's like my dream
scenario. That's not like the first 5 matches. That was like 15 matches into the season.
Jeez. Oh my goodness.
But they fixed a lot of it. I like the player morale being affected by like the interview answers and stuff. But
yeah, I like the press conference that the coach has.
There should be an option to just Belichick it and not say anything the whole time.
You can skip the press conference.
Yeah.
But you should be able to... go into it and just say, we're on to Liverpool. We're on to Manchester.
Mumble.
We're on to Newcastle.
But the one thing that kind of bummed me out.
We're not anymore.
Bobby Wood being on your team.
No, I wanted to go by Zlatan.
He's retiring.
He's retiring. So yeah. You can't. The only way you could play with Zlatan is if you're LAFC. So
I wouldn't wish that on my
LAFC. Galaxy. Yeah, don't slander the El Trafico.
Yeah, but my bad. Yeah.
They had Drew and I played the last career mode we did on the old FIFA was we played in Liga MX, which we have a good story for that. And we just went old school players. So we transferred Zlatan in. I'm trying to think who else we got. It was old Andy Carroll.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was, so we player locked. So Drew was he Sturridge maybe? He was somebody older, and I was Hatem Ben Arfa. It was like we had all veterans everywhere. It was classic. But this weekend, or this past weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Veracruz. So this situation was hilarious.
Oh, that was something.
So they're not being paid right now.
And I have a follow-up to this story. Okay.
So some of it they said has been like 6 months they haven't been paid. So they agree with Tigres to not do anything for 2 minutes. Tigres is like, cool, we're with you, you know, player power, whatever. So that happens. Nobody does anything for 2 minutes. But apparently before the match, they mentioned to Tigres, we want to do 5 minutes. And Tigres is like, nah, we'll stick with two. After 2 minutes, Tigres is like, oh, take it easy. And scored two goals within the first few minutes of the match, which is outstanding.
So
I think they were paid, by the way. Don't quote me on that.
Veracruz players or Tigres players?
I'm pretty sure the Tigres players were already paid. Yeah. I think the Veracruz players were paid.
So apparently the total on that game was 2.5 goals.
Oh no. Can you void that? You're more, you can't
no,
like
no, that's action.
That's funny.
So the total was 2.5 goals. You're already down 2-0.
Yeah.
A couple minutes into the game.
Veracruz scored. They scored late.
Veracruz now he scored. But Tigres scored the third goal in the seventh minute.
Yeah.
So 7 minutes.
Blew past the total.
So 7 minutes into the game, you're already lost. You're done. Your action's over.
If you had the under.
Kind of like me on this Ottawa Senators-Detroit Red Wings game where I bet under 6 right now, 4-2 in favor of Ottawa. So that's not great. Looking good for me.
No, definitely not.
I thought that you bet the Senators.
I did bet the Senators to win, but I also bet under. 6 goals.
Did you parlay them?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
I am. So, 6-2 there. So, we'll finish up. I know you guys are going to have fun with what happened over the weekend. I was hoping we'd go the whole show without talking about it, and we can't.
I really don't even know what you're talking about.
There wasn't a game on Sunday where I was very, very angry about something that transpired.
Oh, it was a draw, though, wasn't it?
It shouldn't have been.
Yeah, you should have lost.
No, it was a foul. Origi was fouled.
No.
I don't think I make fun of you about a draw. I'll make fun of you when you draw Everton, surely. But
well, Man United basically won their cup final by drawing with Liverpool.
Yeah, maybe.
12th place, Man United.
They're in 14th now.
That's not good.
They were passed by Aston Villa, who drew with Arsenal on Monday.
Nice. That was amazing. Arsenal fan TV is the greatest thing ever to exist.
Man United, 14th. Everton, 15th. Both teams 2 points clear of relegation.
Huh. You know who's not clear of relegation?
No.
18th.
However, they're even with Southampton and only a point behind Brighton.
They also have 5 goals this season.
That's not a recipe for success.
No, which is bad. However, it's also as bad as Watford, who have
0 wins, 5
goals. Watford's going down.
Which is crazy.
Because they were so
they were good last year. Yeah, they were good last year.
They went to the FA Cup final.
Who the hell left? Who left?
Nobody.
That's unbelievable. Maybe they were displeased with the Rocket Man movie.
Could be.
They were like, maybe they didn't get a
mention. I didn't see the movie. Did they get a mention?
I don't think they did.
Oh, see, so
that might be it. Watford's tanking.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you didn't mention the fact that
Watford
there was a stand.
Tanking to protest El Jean movie.
Watford is the candle in the wind.
Oh my god.
that is accurate.
Yeah, but there was a soccer reference, but I don't think it was a Watford reference.
My
didn't love the movie.
My Norwich prediction looking like garbage because they have been trashed since they beat Man City.
Yeah.
Although they did get a draw over the weekend.
Yeah. I'm just still confounded by Watford. How are you? I just don't understand how you're good and then just like, nah.
You just turned terrible. Take it easy. We're out of here.
Shout out to third place Leicester.
Yeah, Leicester.
They're pretty good.
They handed Newcastle a 5-0 rout earlier this season.
Now they're even with Chelsea, but Arsenal fifth.
But Leicester's come to play.
Leicester's good. They're a good team. Jamie Vardy.
Shout out to the party.
James Maddison, who was hurt a little bit, but so we'll finish up with. Well, of course, we got it. There's only one thing we can finish up with, but before we do that, I told you guys I had this ridiculous statistic.
Yeah.
So we make fun of Arsene Wenger a lot, right? Because
well, do we?
I think so, right? The whole Wenger out thing was.
I mean, we used to.
Yeah, it's done now. Like an eternity ago.
So yeah. He managed Arsenal for 22 years.
As long as TV's been alive.
Yes, 1996 to 2018.
Yeah.
Arsene Wenger managed Arsenal.
Shout out to Thierry Henry.
The Premier League has been in existence for 27 years. Arsene Wenger, on his own, has more wins in the Premier League than everybody except three teams.
That is crazy.
Liverpool, Chelsea, and Man United. Everyone else, including two teams who have been in the Premier League the entire existence of the Premier League.
Including City.
City, well.
They came into it late.
This is where it'll get good. So they have more. Arsene Wenger has more wins than both Tottenham and Everton. Everton and Tottenham have both been in the Premier League all 27 years. Everton, the most losses in the Premier League.
Nice.
Sounds about right.
I like it.
The most goals allowed in the Premier League.
I like it.
And they're, I think, seventh all-time in total points. Arsene Wenger has almost 100 more wins
than City
and Everton.
I would say my counter to that, this is not a quote that I'm coming up with, but or a stat. You know who had more Premier League titles than all the other managers combined? Jose.
Chris is three of them.
Three.
Yeah.
Three times.
Respect. That was the best.
Respect.
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 The best was he. So
is he coaching again yet?
No.
He's on TV now.
He's coaching Man U. They're gonna rehire him.
The best part about that tangent, if somehow you haven't seen that, please YouTube Jose Mourinho respect. They had lost 3-0 that day, and he turned a 3-0 into that.
Yes.
Because he said, what is three? It's 3-0, but also three premierships for me, two for them.
Yes. Although I think he lost three now because
Pep.
Yeah. Although, subtraction, because... You lost the guy from Chelsea.
Antonio Conte.
Who is now managing Inter.
Love Antonio Conte.
So it's back down to two now.
So Jose's still holding strong.
He's still a clubhouse leader.
What a guy.
Yeah. That could go down this year, though. Because if Liverpool or City win, that would be three. So he'll be level with those guys.
What a legend, nonetheless.
Yes.
So what's your match of the week?
What's our rule?
Burnley or West Ham? Which I know, I looked it up, November 8th.
They is play
Burnley,
each other?
Burnley v. West Ham.
The Chris Magnum Chapman Bowl.
Yeah, that's the cup.
Well, there's really only one direction I could go with this.
Shout out to One Direction.
Yes. And
you don't know you're beautiful.
We're going to stick with the rule.
Okay.
We're going to go West Ham and Sheffield United.
Where's Sheffield United?
Sheffield United's casually been okay.
They're ninth.
Oh my
standings.
God!
Good Lord!
West Ham are 11th.
Bin Laden.
Yeah, because their owner doesn't mind.
Yeah. So Sheffield United is ninth. Where is Burnley or West Ham?
West Ham is 11th. Sheffield's ninth.
That's perfect. The
other possibility for this match would be Brighton Everton.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go.
They're both too close to the relegation. I feel like Sheffield.
Everton has some household names too. That's the problem.
Yeah,
like you can't go with them against Brighton because I mean Brighton has nobody, but Everton at least has some household names.
I think one more bad loss and Silva gets fired.
Oh, and if they lose this weekend, he's done.
Yeah, I don't think that last week changed too much. If they go on a run, different story. But if that change has to come soon, either in the form of them starting to win under Silva or Silva being gone.
I would have loved to have gone with Watford and Bournemouth, but Watford's just been trash.
Watford is
nowhere
near.
Like in years past, that would have been.
Yeah.
What we should do is fire Silva and hire Rafa.
I don't think he would coach Everton.
He coaches Newcastle.
Yeah, but Newcastle, the powerhouse. The problem is Rafa, there are clubs in the Premier League I don't think Rafa would manage. Like, I don't think he would ever manage Man U. I don't think he would ever manage Everton.
I think he would manage Everton.
Because of his
allegiance. He's also currently managing in China.
His allegiance to Liverpool.
I think Everton would be able to make him a good deal, saying, look, we'll pay you well. We'll actually support you and get you the players you want, unlike certain clubs.
Well, you know, the thing is that... I mean, all joking aside,
yeah,
Rafa would do well at Everton.
Yeah.
Rafa, has he done poorly anywhere?
No.
He got Newcastle like 10th and 11th the last two years.
He saved them from
relegation. So, last thing we have to close on, because you and I had a debate after the show last week.
Oh,
best Japanese player ever. Do you have any favorite Japanese soccer players in history?
There's the guy from Chinese Taipei, the Emilio Estevez.
Yes, Emilio Estevez. Sai, yeah.
That's shout amazing. Out to, shout out to Canadian. Emilio Estevez.
But I looked Sai, it up,
like
his
the
father,
guy that's in Gangnam Style?
T-S-A-I, Sai.
Oh, all right. Like the current
president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen. But Emilio Estevez Sai, his father was from Spain. But apparently this kid...
That is strange.
Who plays in, what is it, York 9 in the Canadian Football League? Not the CFL, the Canadian whatever, C...
There's two CFL.
Yes.
You're talking about the Canadian soccer?
Yes.
Canadian, the CAN-PL, I think they
yes,
call it.
Yes, CPL, which is funny because that's also the name for the Chinese Taipei baseball, CPL, Chinese Professional League.
Yeah.
So...
Isn't it also the Chinese Premier League?
This guy was actually in the... he was playing with Levante in like...
Ooh, Emilio Estevez?
Yes. In nice. Their academy. Which,
Emilio! Yes.
So... He's not a scrub.
Not but exactly. Best Japanese ball. Player of all time, Daigo Kobayashi.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So that doesn't settle the debate.
No.
I went with Nakata.
I don't even think it's close. It's
you went with Honda.
Kazuki Honda. And
Honda's real good.
And
you guys are too young to remember Nakata, though.
But also,
Nakata was
but also
a kid
awesome.
Coming up now who's like the Japanese Messi.
I'm intrigued.
Is that Minamino? Plays for Salzburg?
I think it is.
Name so nice. I
think
twice.
It's Takumi Minamino.
Like Duran.
Yes.
Nice. Shout out to Duran.
Shout out.
I am hungry
we'll let into that discussion. We'll close on this.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's Japanese. I will be going.
She goes to another school.
Yeah. Yes.
In
I will be going.
Country.
I will. There's pictures on my Facebook of me and her. She's real. She exists.
I don't believe you.
She's coming here at Christmas.
Sure.
I'm going there in January.
Sure.
But so it got me thinking, if I was to end up marrying this girl, I kind of feel like I'd be required to pick a team in the Japanese league.
I've got one for you.
Who?
The Urawa Red Diamonds.
I think they're
isn't that a ski hill?
No, that's Black Diamonds. Mm-hmm. I think they're being relegated.
Oh no!
Really?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So they're my J League team.
So do I pick a team based on the logo and colors?
Yes.
Do I pick a team based on where she lives?
Or do you pick the former club of Kazuki Honda?
Yes. Or in my case, Nakata. Hidetoshi Nakata.
So the team that Honda played for, which they're now my J League team, they have a flying killer whale.
Yes. Okay, crest. Yeah, no, that's the team you pick.
Yeah.
That's
the team.
Like, it's a small part of the crest too. Like it's this whole crest and then just in the upper right corner.
Yes.
There's just a flying killer
no
whale.
No question that's the team you pick.
They're Nagoya. Yeah, I think
something Nagoya Grampus.
Grampus, yeah.
Oh my, yes. Their name's Grampus.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the other option was...
No, there is no other option.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, like, there's...
Shout out to Kazuki Honda.
By the way, Nagoya lost to the Galta Sendai
over the weekend. Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, every time.
Yeah. I can't have anything nice.
So I was like, all right, there's a team that's kind of close to her.
They had good jerseys, too, if that's the one you're talking about.
Oh, the one that... Oh, Urawa Reds are in 12th right now, by the way.
Yes. Okay. How many teams are in the J-League?
18. Jubilo Iwata is going down. Matsumoto, Yamaga, and Shonan Belmar, which was the one I thought about because that's
Belmar.
Where Nakata played.
Oh, yeah. You could go with Belmar, too, because this is in South Jersey.
That's true.
Shout out to Carlton Belmar.
And it's actually not spelled too different. It's B-E-L-L-M-A-R-E.
I'll take it.
So take an L and an E off the end. And
but my attachment to the Reds comes from my roommate. Sophomore year of college intern for them. He was a Japanese exchange student.
Nice.
That's pretty
shout
incredible.
Out to Kiyoshi.
That's pretty damn
shout
cool.
Out.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kiyoshi.
That is how we broke the language barrier and started like
Talking about soccer?
Yeah.
I bought the latest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it used to be on ESPN Plus, but they pulled it. Mm-hmm. Now it's on DAZN. Is that how you say it?
The Zone. We've done this 100 times. Well,
I had that problem before.
The Zone?
Yeah.
To me, it sounds like that really crappy thing that Pizza Hut used to have.
That's exactly what I think of.
Send me Pizzones.
No self-respecting person from New Jersey would eat that thing, by the way.
No, never.
Good news. I'm not from New Jersey.
Which
I am not. Explain why you would
be the one to eat that horrible
thing. Send me Pizzones. Unlimited lifetime Pizzones.
All right.
And the McRibs back, too. Wrap up on that.
It's a big holiday for a certain person at VSiN.
And Carson Amert.
Oh. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully a better week for all of our clubs and your clubs as well. Unless you're a Man United or Man City fan.
Or Liverpool fan.
Then go to hell. But
hopefully Grampus pulls together.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're safe. They're currently in...
They'd be in the Chris Magnum Chapman J-League game of the week.
Actually, they're not so safe. They're in 14th place right now.
Not Grampus. I also got a shout out to the Brooklyn Italians, by the way.
They have the playoff, by the way.
Okay.
So which I love worst in the
case,
J-League.
Worst case, we go to the playoff.
Yes. Well.
Worst case is you don't go to the playoff.
Worst case, we don't go to the playoff.
They're 11 points clear of Jubilo Iwata. However, they're not so clear of Matsumoto Yamaga. So things may change in the next couple weeks.
Got the dice, K.
All right. We will talk to you next week. Have a good one, everyone.